This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing on the first Friday of the year 2026. A big shout out to you for tuning in. And if you just joined us, welcome to the show. The Capricorn Adventure is the name of it. I go by the name of King Bash, your side chick's favorite DJ. I would even to stalk here myself. It's a Friday. New Year vibes, man, have officially entered the group chat. And we're kicking off 2026 in style as we head into another exhilarating Capricorn FM adventure motoring experience. Now, our resident motoring journalist, Prashiva Naidu, is back in the driver's seat with an exciting lineup this week, right? Coming in hot, Prashiva chats about his top three performance cars from last year, the ones that truly stirred the soul, man. Then we shift gears to the Ford Tourneo Titanium, a luxury van on wheels that blends present style and efficiency into, one very compelling package. So he's on the line right now. Prashiva, happy new year. Welcome back to it. How are you doing in this brand new year, 2026?
Hello, happy new year to you, King Bash, and the listeners out there. My word, I am keeping fantastic, excited. The daunting company's time has flown, but nonetheless, very excited.
That's great to hear, Prashiva, and it's good to have you back safe. You sound so well, so I'm so excited that we're back and ready to kickstart 2026 on a high note.
Absolutely. Thank you, King Bash. Always good to hear from you too, man.
All right. Now let's get straight into it, Prashiva. I mean, we can start with the Ford, you know, Tourneo Titanium. What's it like inside and out?
So I quite like the Titanium, eh? Very, very interesting. It's, you're getting van level practicality, but wrapped in SUV like sophistication. Our car looked quite nice, very bold. You got these fancy matrix LED lights. Ours came in black as well, which further punctuated that exclusive look. Chrome finishes galore, 19-inch wheels, and just a presence that means it's for the family this time. My inside, you've got the eight seats front and back, and a lovely entertainment screen that gets the job done right quite well. Of course, a few cracks, I think. They nailed some bit to the cabin, but I think it maybe needed a bit more fresh tweaks. But the tech is good. Nice sound system too. They've thrown in a Bang & Olufsen sound system, but nonetheless, all things considered, this is a luxury van that's perfectly suited for families.
Oh, okay. Really, really sounds exciting, Prashiva. But now, how does it perform, you know, on the open road? And the most important thing I'd like to find out is, what is the price tag on it?
Okay, so price tag, let's get that up to it. It's about R1,264,000. It's not too bad if you have that cash to spread and you have a big family. But driving it feels good. We're very well planted, a 2-litre turbo diesel motor. So lots of gumption, lots of grunt. And you feel, it feels quite nimble actually inside despite the size. You know, very planted, very composed and nice to drive. Fuel consumption is not too bad. I mean, you'd expect it to be quite high for a van of the size, but I got about in the early 9 liters per 100 kilometers. So not too shabby at all, eh? Not too shabby at all.
No, that's great to hear, man. But in terms of the rivals now, Prashiva, you know, can the Titanium ruffle a few feathers in the segment?
I think it's got, so it goes against some serious players. You've got the Hyundai Steria, Mercedes-Benz V300 B, which is almost 2 million rand, which is crazy. And then you got the Volkswagen Transporter, which is basically the same thing, just slap the VW badging. But I think the Transporter stands, it holds its own quite well. You're getting quite a compelling package, especially if you're a family and you need something that has everything, the seats, the nice drive, and the diesel efficiency. That's also one thing to mention.
All right. Now, something that I've been waiting, a hot topic, Prashiva, is what are the top three performance cars you sampled last year? I can already give you one, which is the Alfa Romeo. That one I know is on the list, unless I'm wrong. But yeah, I need to find out from you the top three cars you sampled.
Oh, absolutely. No, I can guess that. I'm in numbers. It turns out I've driven about 90 cars, so I'm picking the top three. And Okay, first up is the Mercedes-Benz C63 SE Performance. Mm-hmm. Controversial, hybridized, but very different from the C63s you all know and love with the V8s. Unfortunately, this doesn't have it, but it was the first ever AMG I ever had got my hands on.
Mm.
Second would be the AMG CyberStar, proper bucket list moment for me.
Okay.
Fully electric, convertible roadster, EV roadster with just some dramatic detailing like the sewer doors, very gorgeous. And then there's, of course, the Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio. My goodness, this is one of the cars that will be on my favorite list forever.
Yeah.
A 2.9-liter twin-turbocharged Ferrari-derived engine paired in a sedan. My goodness, lots of thrills, lots of fun. So those are my top three.
Mm. All right. Now, what makes each of them, you know, special and how they're priced?
Okay, so the C63 is the most powerful C63 ever built, 500 kilowatts, 1,000 newton meters of torque, brutally fast, but it's a technical masterpiece, emotional, but a mixed bag, most controversial. About 2.5 million rand, so maybe this might be the forgotten child from AMG, but still has that cool factor. Then the AMG, you know, was a real shock to the system in the best way, sexy, futuristic. It just turned head everywhere you go, man. It's about 1.4 million rand and 0 to 2.2 seconds. But very, very impressive just for its size and its package. And then, of course, the Giulia Quadrifoglio. This is pure emotion and will. I think the intelligence got it right. So raw, loud, feel happy. Just deeply engaging. No filters, no fake exhaust, proper mechanical passion. And it's about 2 million rand, so it's a soulful performance event that I think, you know, it would be worth it. I'd take the plunge if I had that cash, and if I did win the lotto, that would be my car.
Oh, most definitely. But now, since I gave you, you know, an opportunity or a chance to tell us about your top three, if you had a chance to take one home, which one would it be and why?
Okay, I'd like to make it a two-car garage, honestly. I'm going to take the Alfa Romeo Giulia Quadrifoglio and the CyberStar because I think the Alfa is old-school, petrol-powered, emotional performance. It's for those days where you want to feel connected, alive, and just engaged by anyone. And then the CyberStar balances that perfectly stylish, futuristic EV roadster for cruising and turning heads and just effortlessly enjoying speeds in silence. But both cars really left an impression on me. Eh? And if I could choose one, the Alfa definitely wins the heart. But yeah, what a year it's been. Eh?
Wow.
Lots of blessings on my side. And
man,
God is good. I'm really, really grateful that I got to experience all of these cars. And yeah, for my career, man, eh? It's been a long game. Can't believe time is flying.
I know, most definitely, man. For sure. And a big shout out to you. But right now, can you give us, you know, your motoring tip, the first motoring tip for 2026, and hit us with a motoring jam for the weekend to kickstart this beautiful weekend?
Okay. Thank you so much, King West. So, as you said, all into the new year, take 5 minutes to reset your driving position, adjust your seat height, distance from the pedals, steering wheel reach, and mirrors properly. Correct driving position actually improves control, reduces fatigue on long trips, and helps your safety systems like airbags and lane assist, which work as intended. And let's end off with We Love This Place by TKZ, a classic, my favorite. Thank you so much. Much love.
Most definitely, Prashim, and have yourself a fantastic first weekend of the year 2026. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
Peace. And that is Prashivan Naidu. For full reviews, do check him out, you know, and follow him for more insights at Prashivan_Naidu.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.